This morning I was listening to the radio, and I've got to be honest, I've got to tell you about this, because I was quite shocked when I heard Labor's Justice spokesperson Duncan Webb talking about the three strikes law. He said lawyers and judges are going to find ways around the three strikes law so they don't have to implement it. He said because the law now only applies to sentences, to crimes where the sentences are over 2 years, as in 24 months, quote, "We will see a lot of sentences at 23 months because judges and lawyers hate this." Now, I reckon that's a shocker, because what that tells you is that it's just accepted now that if judges and lawyers don't like a law, they're just going to find a way around it. That's just what they do. It's so widely known that Duncan can just go on the radio and say it out loud and nobody even blinks an eyelid about it. Now, the reason I'm telling you about this is because this is a very live debate at the moment, the conduct of judges and the overreach of judges. You know, we've got the Waitangi Tribunal judges thinking it's acceptable to summons a minister to answer them. We've got the Supreme Court judges, quite radical moves to insert tikanga Māori into law. Got the Law Society on Friday telling us off for criticising judges and for calling them activist judges and so on. But what we've actually got here is a pattern of behaviour from judges where they think that they actually can just ignore Parliament and do what they want to. And this is an example of it. The voters wanted the three strikes law. By my recollection, all three parties who are currently in government promised to bring back the three strikes law. So when voters voted for each of those three parties, they knew that they were voting for the three strikes law. The government has a mandate to bring it back in. But apparently, it's widely known the courts are just going to ignore it. Even though we want it. The courts are just going to ignore it because they know better. That is not how the system is designed to work. How it's supposed to work is the voters are the boss. We vote for Parliament. Parliament has supremacy. The judges are expected to implement the law that Parliament passes. Now, if the Law Society is so worried about people losing trust in judges, it may be actually that criticism of judges is not the problem. It may be that the way that the judges ignore the intention of Parliament, that may actually be the problem.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.